Underway, and this is where they separate the men from the boys, the experience from the non-experience, the rookies from the veterans, as the white-shirted, black numeral with the gold and black trim and the black pants with the white piping and red and gold and black stockings of the Boston Bruins, the Stanley Cup championship for the gold to our left, and Gary Smith against the Kelly Green and California Gold of the California Golden Seals. The Seals with Hampton's line out there against that of Fred Stanfield, who's played some fine hockey tonight with Cashman, or with McKenzie on his right wing, and Johnny Busick, the veteran, on his left wing. We have yet to hear from Busick tonight, so we'll be hearing from him shortly, I'm sure of that, because he is a great veteran and a fine scorer. Hickey racing the red, strikes the blue line, stops in the right side of the board, centering pass to Jarrett. Jarrett centers in front of the net, anticipating and taking off the pass beautifully on the blade of his stick, with that one little two-inch width of tape is Bobby Orr. Drop pass to Busick, reverse spin and steal of the puck by the blade of Kerry Jarrett, and back to the neutral zone again. On the blue line, left wing corner goes to Jarrett, to Busick, back behind the net, to Bobby Orr. Orr, far right wing corner, attacking zone, centers in front, and Harry Howell waits for it. Up ice, Harry Howell, Eric to Teddy Hampton, to across the line to Billy Hickey. Hickey dumps it in the left wing corner, Dallas Smith skates it out. Back to the neutral zone again. Wayne Malone on the red line, flips it in to the right side. It's off the stick of Cheevers, wide of the mark anyhow, back to the right side. Checked in momentarily to the corner, Hickey. Hickey after to Hampson. Hampson knocked down by Busick in the slick ice. Busick spins around, up the left side he comes. Chris crosses to the middle. Right hands his way across the red line. Right wing pass, it goes to McKenzie. And it's on the glove, and the shot from, rather weak shot by McKenzie. Easily saved by Gary Smith and picked up by Malloy. Malloy, right wing pass to Hickey. The play not slowing down an inch. No question about that. As going after the puck and being run into the boards by Bobby Orr with Billy Hickey. He ran out of one body check, saw another man coming at him and left the puck, and that ran into the check. Here's Carlton taking up, beautiful hard shot on goal. He tried to fake the pass and then take the shot. But Dennis Hextallline is out there right now. Up ice, right to our left side, Wayne Cashman, another shot. Glove save, cleared away by the left side of the board. Picked up by Hextall, stolen attacking zone on the left side by Feathers, or by Esposito. Esposito loses it to Howell. Left side it goes, Dennis Hextall. Hextall to his right side is Gary Crotto. Crotto picks it up, shot on goal! And it's on the pads, and a knee save by Jerry Cheevers from 35 feet out, directly head on. And the pass from Dennis Hextall, Crotto taking a shot on a partial screen, about 3 feet off the ice. Good save by Cheevers. And they'll face off in the attacking zone to our right. That's the Boston ice. Dennis Hextall's line, Crotto and Featherstone with Badney and Stackhouse behind them on the point. Right wing circle faceoff, 25 feet, 45 degrees. Draw controlled by Esposito. Back it goes to Ari. Don Ari comes out the right side, trying to keep it against the right side of the boards. Does, gets it up ice, but it's checked away in the neutral zone by Badney. Red lines it to Ingerfield, checked away by Cashman. Cashman has the puck after him, goes the wing, that's trying to defense against him. Finally, Kenny Hodge up with it. Esposito checked again, this time by Stackhouse. Again on the line it goes. Cashman's got a man to the right side. Again, Stackhouse. Fine, beautiful defensive stick work. Stackhouse, Hextall to Crotto. Outrunning the man, muscling. Drop pass back to Hextall, who overran the puck. He overskated a beautiful opportunity. And again, Hextall losing the puck, picked up by Esposito, who floats, the big fella does. And it's finally poke checked away by Stackhouse. The shot and goal. It's wide to the side and checked back to the right side by Featherstone from Crotto. To Hextall to the red line. With the left side to Crotto. Back to Hextall. Goes in with a shot. And out of the net comes Cheevers. The shot is wide of the mark. Badney keeps it in play. Attacking zone. Featherstone trying to keep it in also. Can't do it. Back to the red line, and it's 2-on-1. And check coming back in a hurry was the wing, Crotto. To Badney at the red line. Getting left to our right. To Dennis Hextall, left side of the board. Runs into Teddy Green, and the two of them rough it up a little bit. Finally, Hextall drops Green. Featherstone is also knocked down as the puck is taken away by Cashman. Left side of the red line. Right to our left side, the Bruins. Big Phil Esposito. The shot by Esposito, blocked by the stick that time, again, of the rookie defenseman, Ron Stackhouse, and he's been magnificent down there tonight. Featherstone on his own blue line to Hextall. Across the line, it goes attacking line. As this line needs a rest, no doubt about it. And up ice, the Bruins, they don't want to wait for rest. And as Eric Henderson, beautiful fake and a drop pass off it goes to Cashman. Back to Henderson behind the line. Henderson can't get it, and Dennis Hextall has it. Dennis Hextall still on the ice, around the board. Right side to Carol Badney. Badney off the side to Featherstone. Back off to Hextall. Dennis across the line. He's got Ernie Hickey to his left side. Skates the right wing corner. Centers in front of the net. Nobody there. And the puck cleared away. Two on two, a cross ring pass. Nice check on the stick that time of the defensive Medusa. Again to Dennis Hextall. He's got to be a tired man. Shot on goal. He scores. Dennis Hextall. 40-footer, left side, 30 degrees. At 16:22 of the third period, the Seals take a 2-1 lead. So Dennis Hextall takes the 2-1 lead, and now the Bruins will be determined to get that goal back, as they've done so many times before. And they're on the attack right now. Three men strong, driving for the goal to a left side. The Seals are leading. The puck centered in front of the net, and they can't see it. And nobody could see it. Bonnie Dallas Smith has the puck. Loses it. Picked out of the way by Joe Hardy. Stolen. Off the pads it goes. A slap shot bounced off the body. And a man that goes back to the neutral zone. Everybody making a save except the goaltender. The puck intercepted on the back-checking efforts of Earl Ingerfield. Blue lines it. Stick handles the red line. Fakes off the left side. So Dennis Hextall. The assist from Matusi. At 4:22. The puck dumped in front of the goal. And the puck cleared back to the neutral zone. Again, Dallas Smith trying to use that defensive blue liners to come in there to score. A great shot from the left side by Dennis Hextall. Beats the goaltender cleanly. Left handing his way up. Doug Roberts loses the puck. He's got three men in front. They can shoot. They shoot. Right leg save. Gary Smith. A shot on goal up the left side by Bobby Orr. Kicked out of the way. The puck flipped across the line. Joe Hardy has it. Tries to get it. Ingerfield. He's got it. Across the blue line he goes. Bobby Orr runs in front of him. Skates away and takes the puck. It's hooked into the corner right. Down to the near side where Carlton tries to clear it. Double teamed. He finally gets it out of the way to Derek Patterson. Cross ring pass intercepted by Ernie Hickey. Ernie trying to center it up. Cleared out of the way again. Two men strong. And they come. Backhand stab. Trying to get that save with Derek Patterson. Couldn't do it. But the Bruins keep the puck in play. Cross ring pass back to the neutral zone. Joe Hardy and Bobby Orr. But Orr's there first. He has it. Reverse pass back off the line. Carlton wants to skate off. He's tired. I guess so. Everybody should be tired on this one. Now, big Johnny Busick all alone. There's a shot and goal. They score. Dallas Smith. No, they did not score. They did not score. They did not score, they say. Faceoff, right wing circle. They did not score. It looked to us like they scored. The Joel judge said it hit the pipe, it bounced down, but did not go into the crease. We saw them raise their sticks in the air, and we're right to the left side of it. All they can play that song is just one of those things, but it could make the Bruins all the more determined now. As the referee goes over to check with the goal judge. The goal judge says they did not score. The referee, Brian Lewis, does not argue with him, and he says, all right, so here's the announcement, if we can pick it up. The puck did not go into the net. But you can certainly bet that they'll be trying to get it in the net now. You can certainly bet they'll be trying to get it in. Here they come, trying to center it in front of the net. On the faceoff, right wing circle attacking zone, and the Boston Bruins all the more determined to try to get that puck in there if they possibly can. Right behind the net they go, scrambling for it, and there's really roughhousing going on. Johnny Busick running in there with Johnny McKenzie. McKenzie to Busick. Busick cutting it back to the point. Dallas Smith takes the shot and goal. It's right to the right side. The puck cleared out by Ted Hampton. Hampton picks it up, ice it, stolen by Bobby Orr. Orr across the blue line. Blue line it goes. Westfield. Westfield, shot and goal. Jones and puck outside the crease by Gary Smith. This is a hockey game, I'll tell you. The Seals lead 2-1. 13:03 to play in the game. It looked like a certain shot on goal and score on the part of Dallas Smith. The red light did not go on. The referee came over to talk to the goal judge, also ruled that it did not go. But the Bruins fired up now to such a degree that they may really pour it on. And if Gary Smith thinks he's had a workout so far tonight, he has 13 minutes and 3 seconds of fantastic action ahead of him. And woe be gone the Seals if they get a penalty. Draw, left wing circle, attacking zone. Take back of the neutral zone by Featherstone. Back, he sends it. Hustle pass it, but can't get by Don Howie. Teddy Green has it, loses it to around the right hand of the board. Sweeping after it, trying to come after it out of the Seals. They can't do it, dumping it into goal to our left side, around behind the net. Bill Esposito after it, can't reach it. And Ron Stankhouse. The crowd really roaring now as they can sense the action of the puck kept in the attacking zone. Again, Featherstone. And Hextall kept that puck back in the neutral zone. No! Esposito, he's got a man! And it's over his blade. Bounces over the stick of Ken Hodge. Left wing pass, right on the blade it goes from Prado to Featherstone. But checked away by the defense again of Henry. Down into the net to our left side. Again, Stackhouse goes after it. And Stackhouse runs hard into Kenny Hodge. Left shot on goal. The puck picked out of the way by Hextall. Hextall back on the left side. They're going to call a tripping penalty. And I believe it's going to call on a Seals. I told you, if the Seals get a penalty, and we expected it, watch out. And they do. Hextall had a breakaway, too. Listen to the crowd. And now, hold on to your seats wherever you are. The penalty team. A 2-minute penalty against Stackhouse for tripping. They will face off left wing circle. Seal under the rink, on top of the face-off circle. The Seals only have 4 men. The power play team of the Bruins are the best in the league. Bobby Orr, left side Westfield. Back it goes. Westfall can't get to it. And Harry Howell bumps into Westfall and sends it down ice. Orr back there picks it up. He regroups with McKenzie to his right. Esposito to his left side. Off to McKenzie. McKenzie breaks around his man. He dumps it off. And the puck bounced back to the neutral zone. The swept shot is a mile high and wide by Bobby Orr. Oh, what quick reactions by Orr. The puck frozen in the board. Finally kicked loose. And whistled down by the referee. They were between the skates of Carl Badney, far corner to our left side. And he kept playing the puck back and forth until they finally forced it free at a minute, 30 seconds remaining. It only takes seconds, remember. It only takes seconds. Face off right wing circle, Seal end of the rink. The draw controlled by Hampton. By Badney, tries to bang it out of the play, can't do it. Hoare's got it. Bobby Orr setting up the play. The great statistician that he is, he can do it. But Harry Howell intercepts the pass and sends it down the right side. Far to our right, near corner, around the board. Orr picks it up. He's got the full length of the rink to go, 193 feet. And up ice is 3 men with him. Phil Esposito across the line, waiting for his Busick. Busick taking it up. Beautiful shot right into the right side. The puck back to the right point. Bobby Orr, where he scored before. Back to the left point, it goes to Westfall. Westfall, left side of the net to Busick. Busick in front of the net, all alone, trying to get to it and take the shot, but not being able to do it was Phil Esposito. And he turns around and slaps his stick on the ice, hopefully in disgust. 45 seconds. Here's Orr, the red line. Orr drives the right side of the blue line. Offside. Offside on the play. And you don't need any crowd noise here from the crowd, Mike, that's for sure. 19,994 is the official attendance. Unofficially, it's probably 21,000. On this rainy Sunday night, we're going to change the name of the Seals to the Rainbows or the Rainmakers or something. They've rained every game they've played on the road, except in Los Angeles. The Seals, 41 seconds remaining on that penalty. And it's going oh so slow against the California Seals on that penalty clock. Stackhouse in the penalty box. Face off right wing circle outside the blue line of the Seals. Esposito in there with Cashman. along with Ken Hodge and Bobby Orr and Sanford and Westfall. The cutback, Bobby Orr's had it. Gets ready, he's got a shot. There it is, it's off the pad. Again the shot, and again it's back to the point. Again the shot and goal is wide to the side. It's back behind to Hodge. Hodge is hooked out of the way. Ingerfield fighting with Hodge, but Hodge is too strong. Back to the point to Bobby Orr. Cross rink pass it goes to Westfall. Westfall takes the shot. A double-teaming play, beautiful playmaking, but it went awry, and fine goaltending by Gary Smith. Time is running out, 10 seconds, but they're still driving for the goal, and Bobby Orr trying to do it all alone. Orr has the puck left side of the board, runs across the left side of the board, leaves it for Esposito. Deep behind the side, it goes to Kenny Hodge. Broken up in there by the skate of Carol Vadney. Vadney against the board, dumps it in there to Chad Hampson. Hampson down ice as the penalty is killed by the California Golden Seals magnificently. But here come the black and gold and white and of the Boston Bruins again. And they freeze the putt, Captain Teddy Hampson. The crowd yelling that Hampson should have been penalized. And so it's still a 2-1 hockey game. Seals lead it at 9:49 remaining. Crowd yelling they thought it should have been a penalty, but for the hockey team like the Boston Bruins, they don't need to have the extra man advantage. Derek Sanderson has Don Marcotte now right at the left wing side, along with Eddie Westphal. The puck cleared by Doug Roberts and Dick Matusi. Roberts and Matusi, right side. Westphal rams him into the boards. Westphal playing some tough hockey. Derek Sanderson trying to dig it out with a mustache of his, but he can't do it. The puck's finally banged back to side and down to the neutral zone. And Teddy Hampson trying to out-hustle Rick Smith, the defenseman, and he almost takes it away. Coming in, back to the point, is Joe Hardy. Hardy dumps it in deeper, but he gets around. Back behind the net where Gary Cheevers clears it. Now, for the first time, and it seems like hours, at 9:20 remaining in the game, with the Seals leading 2-1, the puck was down to the right end of the rink in Boston zone. But here's Dallas Smith again. Determined, bound and determined. Oh, that stick high in the air. Almost caught the nose that time with Doug Roberts. The puck back behind him. And freezing it, kicking it loose off the side. Ernie Hickey. Hickey back again. He goes into the right wing corner. Along the side to Jerry Eamon. Eamon tries to slap it out of the way in a hurry. Kick save off the slap shot down the point. Center right in front. He's got a wide open shot. But the puck cleared away. Ernie Hickey up ice, left wing to blue. He stick handles the red. He goes to blue. He takes the slap shot off the pads and stick of the defenseman Rick Smith. The puck back of the net to Don Marcotte. Marcotte right side to our right. Up ice he comes. 8:37 to play in the period. And it's an exciting hockey period, no doubt about that, as the Boston Bruins lose the puck to Vadney. Vadney cross rink pass to Joe Hardy. The fine young rookie centerman dumps it in on goal and is blocked by the rookie Smith, Rick Smith. Smith has it checked away by Vadney in the neutral zone. Vadney after the puck goes back in his own end. Skates down the near side. Cross rinks it off to Ron Stackhouse. Runs out of a body check by Sanderson. Cleared back down ice. Icing will be called against the Seals as Ernie Hickey needs an arrest here for the Dennis Hecht goal line to come on at 8:08. It's a 2-1 hockey game. The Seals are leading by a margin of 2-1 with 8:08 to play in the third period. The Boston Bruins, who lost last night at Toronto, they don't expect to lose at home, and I don't know if they've lost at home at all this year. I don't think they have. And the game's far from over now. Far from over. Stanfield with McKenzie to the right side, Busick to the left side. Bobby Orr, the center point, the right point. The puck back. The shot wide the side by Teddy Green, picked out of the way by Bill Hickey. Off the skate it goes to Teddy Hampson. Crisscrosses the red line, jumps out of a body check intended by Teddy Green. Still has the puck, leaves it there, but Bobby Orr comes back to pick it up. Off to Westphal. Westphal up the middle. Westphal playing some fine hockey. Could be the changing turning point in this game. The puck cleared away by the Seals. Where is it? It's frozen on the crease by Wayne Malone and the sitting down efforts of Gary Smith. Smith gets the first stop, but as we told you before, he has trouble clearing the puck. And that time, he really had trouble. 14,994, as we said, is the announced attendance, but as we also said, that's probably not the real attendance. The centering pass right in front of the net. Howell hits it back to the net. Up the ice, down the middle it goes, right in on goal. The Cheevers clearing it away. 7:28 to play, third period. The Seals doing everything they can to hold off a talented, great scoring unit of the Boston Bruins, and they're leading 2-1. But can they hold them for the rest of the time? That's the point. They couldn't hold Buffalo. They couldn't hold Pittsburgh. And was skated right off their legs at Pittsburgh against a great effort. Great effort that time, solo type by McKenzie, who loses it on the red line. It goes to Billy Hickey with a crisscrossing right wing side. Has a shot on goal wide to the right side. Garrett can't get it. Back to the point to Howell. Howell banged on the head by the right side of Johnny Busick. Dumps it deeper into the right wing corner where Ted Green clears it. Up ice it comes. Check back to the red line. 6:46 to play in the period. Harry Howell, left side it goes. Across the blue line to Jarrett. Jarrett dumps it in slowly on goal. Clear out of the way by the goaltender. Cheevers, off it goes to Bobby Orr, waiting for his wings to crisscross, and he flats it right on the blade. Beautiful pass by the efforts that time of Bobby Orr, but a crisscrossing pass to Westfall, a pass to his wing who wasn't there, and offside is called. New York 4-2. I'm not sure that's the final. I think it is over the Montreal Canadiens. Well, I assume that says Buffalo 6. Or the Toronto Maple Leafs, rather, 4-2. New York leading Toronto. And says Buffalo 6-2 over Montreal. Can that be right? Vancouver over the Chicago Blackhawks 2-1 at the moment. St. Louis leading the Flyers 2-1. So this game is a 2-1 margin in favor of the Seals. But there are 6 minutes left to play in the game. And Vadney has the puck in our own end of the left side. Off to Dennis Hextall. Dennis Hextall dumping it against the board. Takes the repossession, a rebounding play. Two wings are with him. He centers it in front, but it's cleared by the gloved hand. Achievers fakes left, goes right. It's flipped into the left wing corner to Cotto. Back to Hextall. Hextall is bounded right to Featherstone. Hit right on the head. And I mean hit hard on the head that time. Back to the point it goes. Kept in play by Vadney. Takes left, goes right, leaves it right side to Featherstone. Featherstone against the left side of the board to Gary Cotto. Cotto centers it back in, trying to get a pass to Phil Esposito, but can't do it. The Bruins control. Up ice they come. Cashman, red line, left side of the blue line to Phil Esposito. Deep to the left wing corner, running out of a body check. Centers it back of the net. And around the right point it goes to Rich Smith. Smith loses the puck momentarily, and again he loses the puck. But back behind the net it finally sails, and picked out of the way by Ed Kenny Hodge. Hodge, back it goes. Centering it right in front of the net. Frozen on the screen. Oh. Now Ken Hodge. And looks like Ron Stackhouse. Ken Hodge wanting to go to Ron Stackhouse. Hodge the rookie. Stackhouse. Ken Hodge the veteran at 6'2", 216 pounds. Let's step out of here for 10 seconds for station identification. This is the California Golden Seals Radio Network.
Season tickets are now available for the California Golden Seals. You have a wide variety of ticket plans to choose from, too, with one of the plans sure to fit your budget and schedule. In fact, there are 5 season ticket plans, all different, including select the game of your choice, where you choose the games you want to see. That's plan number 5. And there are 4 other plans to choose from. If you haven't yet seen a hockey game in person, then I urge you to see the California Golden Seals in action soon. Hockey is one of the fastest growing spectator sports going. And the reason is simple. Hockey is an exciting game. The action is fast and rough, involving great skill and endurance. You can see the Seals play at the Oakland Alameda Coliseum for only $3 general admission. Reserve seats start at just $4.50. And reserve seats for children under 14 are half price. Support the Seals and enjoy the game of hockey soon.
53 seconds in which to do so. Face off left wing circle as we look to our right side. In Boston ice, Sanderson versus the rookie Joe Hardy. There's a draw, controlled by Hardy to Ernie Hickey. Back to the point to Matusi. The shot by Matusi off the stick of the goaltender Cheevers, cleared away by Marcotte of Boston. Marcotte to Bobby Orr. Orr the playmaker, getting lots of ice, and here he comes. Right to our left, blue line, red line, blue line. Whistling shot on goal. It's offside. And that one hurt, in fact, dropping his glove. was Gary Smith. Derek Sanderson facing off center ice. Neutral's on with Hardy. Hardy gets it to Ingerfield, who loses it back to Orr. Off to Teddy Green, dumps it in and goal, the right side, and that's the way they'll be going. Power play type hockey from here on in, even though they're both equal side on strength. Back to the neutral zone to Bobby Orr. 4:27 to play in the period. That clock running ever so slow. Right wing breakaway. Flying in. Beautiful pass. All alone. The shot. Oh, what a save. On both sides of the net that time was Gary Smith with a fantastic save. And the puck fell it into the corner. Cleared away at the last second as Ingerfield and Sanderson go at it. The puck cleared by Matusi. Dumped back. Two. No, sir. Not to the neutral zone. It's still kept in play. And they still got it. The backhand shot. Again, a stick save by Gary Smith. The puck cleared by Ingerfield, has sent it in on goal, and it's off the left side. It'll be icing at 3:56. And so everybody pauses, including yours truly, to catch their breath. Face off right wing circle. Derek Sanderson setting up Don Marcotte. Trying to get it back to the right point to Teddy Green. He's got him. There's the check. It's kicked out of the way and picked up by Joe Hardy. Off the stick of Ernie Hickey. A slap shot by Hardy. Fakes the shot. He should have taken it. And instead, it's off the skate. Back to the neutral zone. Up ice. The Boston Bruins. Marcotte being back checked all the way by Ernie Hickey. Checked it away. Ted Green drives in for the corner. The puck is cleared by Joe Hardy. Left side it goes. Down ice. And it'll be icing against the Seals. 3:28 to play. 3:28, and that clock never seems to end that three-minute sign. 56, the clock is running out. There's a 2-1 hockey game. The Seals coming after it. Back it goes to Jarrett, left side of the board. Jarrett flips it high in the air. That puck flips high in the air and picked out of the way by Gary Jarrett, up by 3-on-2. The Seals getting left to our right side. Jarrett races the blue line, attacking zone. Deep down the right side with Hampton to Hickey. The shot and goal is off the left side. Against the board to Johnny Busick. Busick up the right side to McKenzie. McKenzie skates the blue line, attacking wise. He's got Westfall. Westfall left side of the board. Off the skates that time of Harry Howell. The puck kept away by the defense of Billy Hickey. Around the board, Hickey trying to get it back, but he can't do it. Kept in play by Rich Smith. The puck back in the net. And after it, fighting for it is Harry Howell. Howell with two of the Boston Bruins standing there looking at each other. Alphonse and Gaston, you might say. But now Busick centers it. Back to the left point to Dallas Smith. Smith, left wing corner to Johnny Busick. Harry Howell trying to take it away from him. 2 minutes and 5 seconds remain to play. And the whistle blows. A frozen puck by Harry Howell at 2:03.
Hey, you're in second place.
Face off, left wing circle.
You're number two.
Attacking zone for the Boston Bruins, and they've got their gunners in there now. Sanderson is back at the point. They've got four forwards on there. You might even call Bobby Orr a forward also, so they have five of them. Hodge to the right side, facing off the left wing circle. The draw control by Esposito. Sanderson loses it back to the neutral zone. And as one fan yelled, he almost tripped in his mustache. The puck cleared by Dennis Hextall in the attacking zone. The shot by Hextall. High, wide, and handsome to the right side. Back to the neutral zone. 1:50. But the Seals still have to control the puck. 1:47 left in the game. The Seals lead it. 2-1 over the Bruins. The puck back in the net to Cheevers, to Bobby Orr. And it's up to Bobby Orr to start that magic rush of his. And here he comes. Orr hustling up the line. He's got three, four men with him. Esposito whips it into the board. Cleared out of the way by Gary Smith. Smith runs into his own man. The puck around the board. Picked out of there by Dennis Hextall. Against the glass. Back to the neutral zone. Checked out over the crowd. And five rows back. The gentleman looks it over and says, yes, that is a puck, isn't it? 1:26 to play. Again, the pressure on the Seals. Gary Smith and the defense. Hadney. And a fine rookie, Ron Stankhouse, who's played a great game tonight. Dennis Hextall comes over in place of Tony Featherstone. Featherstone tiring, and Hextall playing right wing. Ingerfield playing right wing for Featherstone. The draw, control, back to the point. Here's the shot. It could be it. Wide right. Back to the point. It goes to Bobby Orr. Off the stick of Hodge. Hodge loses it, but it's in the corner to Cashman. Centered back of the net, but deflected by the stick of Dennis Hextall. Back behind it is Henderson. Around the point. Back to the left point to Phil Esposito. Esposito around deep to the left wing corner to Henderson.
Sanderson trying to do something with that puck. Has it run away from him. Taken out of there by Dennis Hextall. Back to the neutral zone. 1:02 remain. 1 minute left to play. Hextall dumps it in the attacking zone. It's down to the left wing corner where Bobby Orr is hustled all the way by Gary Prado. Prado after the puck. He leaves it back. Orr leaves it back for Esposito. Esposito up by the ice. Espo up the middle. Blue line, 45 seconds. You only need one, right? The puck swept aside. It's offside on the part of the Boston Bruins with 44 seconds showing on the clock. The net is empty to our right side as the goaltender has come out. There are six men on the ice, all forward for the Boston Bruins. There will be in a moment as Jerry Cheever checks. When do you want me, Coach? Tommy Johnson, the talented young coach for the Boston Bruins. Face-off, left, right wing circle outside the blue line of the Seals. The draw back there by Sanderson to Esposito to Orr. Dumps it in on goal. Bouncing it slowly there. Cleared away by Fadney. Fadney whips it around the side. Fakes right, goes left. Leads for Stackhouse. Stackhouse against the board. Down ice to Tails. An empty net down there. Icing called against the Seals with 29 seconds remain. And that would have been a great play if they could have slowed up the action. And now, with 28 seconds remaining, the net to our right side is empty. There will be six men all forward in the attacking zone to our left side in front of the goaltender, Gary Smith. Six men, Sanderson to get the draw, if he can, from Dennis Hextall, with Hodge, then Cashman, then Busick, and Esposito, and Bobby Orr to try to score, and the puck is back to the corner, kept away, off the stick, picked up by Fadney, bats at it, springs again, he can't get to it. It's finally kicked away by Dennis Hextall. Again they go back. 19 seconds again. Back to the point. Esposito's got a chance to the right side. Wide open point. Shot on goal off the body pad. Again they've got a shot on goal. Again it's off the body of Stackhouse. Down ice the puck. It's kicked away by Prado. Prado in the right wing corner. Tries to kick it with a skate with 4 seconds. 3 seconds. And the whistle blows. 3 seconds remain. Hextall is taking a look and being pushed away by Kenny Hodge, and Hextall says, I'll come after you, but I don't want to do anything now. I don't want to get a penalty, and I can't afford one. Kenny Hodge trying to draw him into a penalty, and Hextall controlling his temper magnificently, and I've got to give Hextall a lot of credit for that, because normally he would drop his gloves and be flailing away. For the Seals, are 3 seconds from victory. Can they get the victory? That's the question. They can at least get a point, and that's as good as a win on the road. But in this case, they need the victory. More than ever, face off right in front of Gary Smith. Just 3 seconds remaining. It'll be up to one good shot. The man probably to get the puck on the draw from Sanderson, if he can, would be Bobby Orr. He's at the right point. But there's Cashman and Esposito and Busick and Hodge in there also. Dabney, Stackhouse, Trotto, Ingerfield, and Hextall. Here will be the drop of the puck. The referee or the linesman fakes the shot. Waiting for the men to get onside. 3 seconds is all that remain. It's a tough, tense situation. There's a draw. The draw is down ice by the Seals. 1 second. It's over. The Seals win it by a score of 2-1. And I'll be back with a recap in a moment.
Order your season tickets for the California Golden Seals now. You can choose from many season ticket plans,